Joy and Beetle.
For this exhibition, I've decided to do an exercise in observation and measurements of angular distances involving translocation of an object and even teleportation in a way, simply because part of the process involves making the phone call itself. So the exercise will be to consider the basic geology of a selected rock found outside and involve using computer maps, latitude and longitude points, time, and a date. Also, it will involve transferring the rock specimen to a gallery space to create something like a rock constellation. And finally, at the close of the exhibit, people can take a newly selected rock from the constellation group and return it back outside and abandon their rock in their original location. So now the steps for this, starting, each student will just simply walk outside to a location that is important to them. For example, it could be their studio or their house or even a random street corner, something like that. They'll pick up a rock and try to find a rock that fills the palm of their hand. Observe the rock in your hand for a little bit of time and stand in the location where you picked up the rock. And it's good at this point to notice your surroundings and even look up at the sky and ask yourself questions like a geologist would about the rock you selected. What is the geological makeup of the rock? Is it limestone? Is it crustaceous lava? Or is it just a man-made cement fragment that was at a construction site? But whatever the answers, it's interesting to realize as you hold the rock in your hand that you have a piece of the Earth's crust made up of minerals and sediments produced by the chemical reactions that formed the planet. So then, face north, and simply locate your current latitude and longitude points by using the compass app on the iPhone, or you can go to any website like NASA or worldatlas.com and plug in your address, and you'll find latitude and longitude points on any website. So then with a Sharpie or a permanent marker, just record those points, the latitude, the longitude, the date and time, and your initials on your rock. After you've recorded the information on the rock, transport the rock back to the gallery, which clearly is removing it from its current outside environment and transferring it to a new environment, which is an indoor environment, the gallery. Then, part two, once all the students have brought their rocks to the gallery, using Google Maps or the iPhone map or any computerized map, find the local area, which includes the gallery address and location. As a collective, on the virtual map, simply drop pins representing the location of each collected rock. So you can do this by plugging in latitude and longitude points recorded on each rock, and a pin will show up. Take a screenshot or save the virtual map with pins just on the desktop. The gallery owner is then to find north in the gallery and mark it with a pen or chalk or something like that. Then using the virtual map with pins as reference, simply arrange the rocks on the floor to match the pins in the map. And this can be due to any kind of aesthetic scale you choose for the space that you're working in. So once the rocks are arranged, you'll notice that grounded on the floor, you now have what I like to call a rock constellation in the gallery space, which is kind of based on this whole collective outside location that each student went to in their place of interest. So then the gallery owner can take a bird's eye photo photo of the final rock constellation arrangement in, from each gallery and email the photos to me. My email is joybknight@gmail.com. And this is just for a personal archive. And it's good to include the following information in the email, the gallery's latitude and the longitude, the date and time, and then a list of everyone's initials that were on each rock. So then at the close of the exhibit, it's time to abandon your rock. Each student is to then go in and select a different rock, not their own, and take this new rock and return it to their original location. So there will be different latitude and longitude points, obviously, on their rock. But by transplanting this new rock, you'll notice that the